You've had a good example in your mother.
Yes.
She has the law of kindness in her heart. Oh, God. God. As we walk with you, as we walk with you, Lord, be kind. Let me be kind to everyone that I meet. Let me show people kindness. The world is so contrary to that concept, but Jesus has called us to be kind. Be kind one to another. And I want that law to be written upon my heart, that I walk that way, live that way. Even as Jesus walked and was kind, kind. He offered himself to people. And I ought to offer myself to people as well. Just a word of kindness in his name. Rather than to deride one another. Praise the Lord. I'm glad that I'm here. I'm thankful for the things that I've heard. I'm thankful for the Lord's working. He works all the time. All the time. He's with me for that purpose, to make a change, those changes that he sees are needful. And I need to bow and submit to his working. Only he can fashion the vessel. And a vessel that he can pour himself into, that it might be he within, motivating, moving, constraining, directing, setting our feet in his path, his will, his will. I married my first grandchild, Valerie, to the man that chose her to be his wife, Steve. And you know, I was tempted. Maybe I should have yielded to that temptation. I told him later, maybe you should have done that. I was tempted to sing, "To do thy will." Yes, that is all. To do thy will. Obey thy call. To follow on where thou dost lead. To do thy will is all I need. Oh, sweet will of God. Sweet will of God. My stubborn will at last hath yielded. I would be thine and thine alone. Oh, Lord, dear Lord, dear Lord, you are calling us that we might be wholly yours. Wholly yours. Do I want to be wholly his? You know, we've been called into a relationship. Life is not constituted in having things. You can have the finest things. You can have a beautiful house, but she is over there and he is over here. I came into a situation where they hadn't talked for a whole month, this couple. They ate together. Well, let it suffice. But they didn't talk to each other. There was no love there that expressed. Life is made up of relationships. How do I abide in this relationship? I had a father and mother. That was the beginning. I respected them. I loved them. That was the relationship that God desired. Honor, honor, respect your parents. That's a relationship. Then there came Walter. Walter. And then Edwin. And then Herbert. And then Alfred. And then...
Gordon, Milton.
Yeah, I know. I came along at this. I was the seventh one. And here's a relationship. But boy, did we get together. I tell you. I could fight with them and beat everyone up. But but Arthur, I couldn't. And then Arthur. And he, you know, we had a way, Arthur. You know, they're mischievous. They have things in their hearts. To get your goat, that, so to speak, you know. And I threw, I don't know whether it was a bowling ball, or anyway, a ball, and I hit him in the head with that, and it raised a bump, and I was so glad. Because he beat me up. After a while, we learned to live together and love one another. That's a relationship. How do I get along with those at home? My brother or my sister. How do I get along with them? Oh, Lord, I need you. I need you. Break down that thing within me, Lord, that doesn't exhibit you and your love. And then there are relationships. We get older and we get married. I'm thankful for my relationship with Martha. And I didn't marry her because she had red hair or green hair or anything of that nature. I did not, because I saw that she was wanting to please Jesus. There's a beauty in that. There's a sort of a radiance. There's a glow. You want to be beautiful. How beautiful are the feet, well, it was of those that bring good tidings of great joy. Praise the Lord, we're called to bring good tidings of great joy. And when I married her, you know what her Sunday school teacher said to her? Don't lose your independence now that you're married. Don't lose your independence. Now, what did she mean by that? God had called her to service. She should continue in that call over her life. And don't let your husband hinder you. No, I didn't. If you want to have a successful relationship, and you have to get behind and say, do the will of God. That's the first thing. Do what you feel that God wants you to do. And so, we're here this evening. Praise the Lord. And it's a relationship with Him. How do I stand in that relationship? That's the most important. Praise God. He's my Savior. He's the lover of my soul. He's God. In Song of Solomon, She speaks three times of her relationship with the one that she loves. And the first one is this, I think is found in the second chapter, around the 17th verse. My beloved is mine. My beloved is mine. And what does it say further? Yes, I have it.
And I am his.
Pardon? And I am his, that's right.
I think.
And I am his. She was possessive of this one whom she loved. And then further on, she says this. I am my beloved's. And he is mine. But the one I'm getting at is the final one. And that is this. She makes this conclusion. My beloved loves me, or I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. I like that. I am my beloved's, and his desire is towards me. You know that the Lord has desire toward us? I'm his. I'm his. I've given myself to him. And he has desire toward me. What does he want to do? What is his desire? Well, he wants to give me himself. Himself. He gives to me himself. How wonderful that is. And we have that in the institution of the Lord's Supper. Jesus said this, I have desired to keep this Passover with you before I suffer. What was his desire? To bestow himself upon them. The journey is too long. I need something to strengthen me and enable me to take this journey and fulfill in God's will. And so God gives me or himself. Not alone the gift of life, but his own self he gave me. I found a friend, oh, such a friend. He bled and died to save me. But not alone the gift of life, but his own self he gave me. Jesus, I want to come closer to you. I want to be united to you. He wants to, us, or in this relationship, he wants to be united to me in a bond that will never cease, but grow richer, fuller, and deeper. Dear Lord, do something for me. I've been here now for some days, and I believe the Lord is doing that, drawing us to himself, uniting us to himself, that he might pour himself into us. We need his strength. We need his love. We need his peace. Dear Lord, he offers himself to me. What is faith? Faith takes Christ as its portion. That's the thing that impresses me when I sing that first hymn that we sang, Jesus is my loving Savior. He is my portion forever. My all in all is he. With him I cannot be lonely. He fully satisfies me. Praise the Lord. Jesus, I want to come closer. I want to be more in that union with yourself. And so he can do that, and he does that. Praise the Lord. So, what are you doing in this relation? Are you really, really, have you really given yourself to him that he might possess you fully and Work in you to do his will. Work in you to do his will. Sweet will of God. Praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to come closer. I want to come more into your will, Lord. And it should be any different when I leave this place. I was thinking we're going to be scattered, and I don't know. In many places. But the Lord is there. The Lord is there. He's still my portion there. He's still my portion there. He will equip me for service. He will drive out all fear. Because he will say, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. I've been joined. I'm joined to you. You are mine and I'm yours. I'm with you. That's all you need. That's all you need. I had to face situations where there was some trepidation. I had some fear inside, and then the Lord said to me, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. That's all you need. So I got into that situation, and the Lord resolved it. And so, let me say, Jesus is all I need. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All that I need, he will always be. All that I need, in his grace I seek. All that I need, through eternity, Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need. He's all I need. He's all I need. Jesus is all I need.
Oh, I worship you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord.